The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our lovely planet, it's really pretty here today.
It really is.
It's supposed to get hot in New York and New Jersey and this part of the country, up into almost 90 degrees.
So far, golden green today.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
Anyway.
Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
If it's your first time with us, you may have noticed
that we do finish each other's sentences. When we do,
please include it. It's our style.
Right.
Today's show is about...
Go ahead.
After you.
Being of service.
Yes. I love this theme.
What does that mean?
It really is about taking care of the people in your environment.
Well, you know, most of us are, I guess the word is egocentric. You know, we're so involved in how we're doing, if we're doing our life right, that we rarely take the time to make sure the people around us are well taken care of.
So we get interested in how we're doing, how we're feeling, what we need to accomplish, all the distractions in our environment, political conversations, whether we like how it's going, we don't like how it's going.
If we're far enough along in our career, what's the next thing that we have to do? And there's just no space for most people to be okay being the way they are in current time.
So let's start with the easiest way to be of service.
Is through listening.
It really is.
It really is. If you actually intentionally, and it has to be intentionally, suspend your internal conversation long enough to hear what another person is saying from their point of view without adding agreement to it or disagreement to it, without thinking you already know where they're going or what they're saying. I mean, some of you have listened to our show for years. I mean, and we've got over 450 shows up on the archives. So we talk about listening frequently every show.
In fact, our friend Lynn Ann, who we haven't seen for a while because she hasn't lived in the area for a while, showed up unexpectedly at our Monday Night Alive Say Yes to Your Life this past Monday, and she said she had a road trip across the country where she listened to 40 podcasts, 40 shows. So I'm sure she heard us speaking about listening 40
over
different times.
Over and over again. But you see, I don't think we can speak about listening too much because that seems to be the default font in most people's lives of not listening to their surroundings, their environment, their world, to see what's appropriate and wanted and needed and provided.
Listening is such a wonderful tuning fork of yourself, whether or not you're centered in yourself or distracted or going somewhere or hooked by something from the past.
You know, when we say listening happens through your eyes as well. Because if you look, you'll see what's needed. You'll see how the right way to do things, right, not right, wrong, but the accurate, the most effective way of doing things.
I actually saw that yesterday. Unfortunately, our longtime friends and folks who've coached us in Pilates, their building burnt down, so they're out of business currently. And I was looking around for a new Pilates instructor, found one in my area, Corinne Fuentes, very lovely lady and a brilliant instructor. And it was interesting because different instructors teach differently. And it was very important for me to listen to her and use my eyes as she was explaining her approach and the exercises as she does them. And I saw how my eyes wanted to flit off if I went to think about what she was saying rather than simply hear what she was saying. In today, all you have to do is simply hear it. You do not need to process it, think about it, compare it, know it.
Agree with it.
Disagree with it.
None of that is really relative. If you let what's being said in, it pulls you into current time. Current time is where your life takes place. Thinking about your life is outside of current time. Anyway, I think we covered enough.
Yes, but you know, as you're talking about being in current time, I realize another thing that happened at Monday night was there are a couple of gals who lovely ladies who regularly attend our seminars, who were together on the subway recently, Susan and Colleen. And sitting near them was a man named David. And there was something about them that was so different. They were enjoying themselves. It wasn't that the subway ride was a destination to get somewhere where their life would then start. They struck up a conversation, and the two ladies invited David to Monday night, and he came. And last week he came for the second time. And he talked about how...
This past Monday,
he came for the second time, and he talked about in the intervening week, he wasn't waking up in the middle of the night talking to himself, that he had found a sense of peace. It's possible that simply by listening to people, by being in real time, the way you're being of service.
And it creates new possibilities.
See, our approach is not psychological, it's anthropological.
We're not trying to get somewhere. We're not trying to get you somewhere. We're only being where we are in current time. And that allows you to sync up with us if you listen.
And to sync up with yourself.
That's right.
We have a caller. Let's take her.
Yes. Rita, are you there? Rita? We have
yes.
a caller.
Yes.
There she
oh,
is.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hi, Rita. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Bern, Switzerland.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the show. We're both smiling as we hear your voice.
Yes.
Me too. I'm smiling too. I had a class today. I teach them how
to... Is there something we can do for you?
Yes.
Oh, I had a class today, and
yes.
Then in the evening, I asked them to give me a feedback, and I thought we had really a great time in the afternoon. I was really off service and I listened to them. But in the morning there was a topic they didn't like. And then they gave me a feedback. It was really critical. And I felt bad, and I thought I offend myself, and then I was upset because I thought I should really be over it now.
It's what you said you teach, Rita. What is it you were teaching? She's cutting out.
Yeah.
I'm teaching people who teach in the hospital, students.
Aha, you're teaching students. We just got a note from our tech that the internet is not working properly today. So for those of you who are listening live or on the archive shows, we'll just
We apologize for what we can do nothing about. And we'll just push on through.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. It's hard to tell because we weren't there whether or not you were off base in what you taught or whether what you taught activated something in people, or it's hard to tell.
We're going to go to a break because we've lost our connectivity.
And let's see if we can get it back and get it better. We'll be back shortly, everybody. So come on back.
Okay. Don't miss
being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business talk.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back to the radio show from hell.
Only on our end, probably not on your end. It's kind of fun to sort out the differences. Rita's still with us. We're here. Let's connect back up with Rita. You with us, Rita?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
okay. We can hear you now. So what is the class that you were teaching?
It's a class, they are teachers and they teach the students in the hospital.
Aha.
And what is the class you were teaching to them? What was the subject?
The subject was a bit difficult, a little bit of law in their daily business.
Okay. And they objected to the content of what you taught or the way in which you taught?
I think both of them.
Okay.
Well, you know, if anything, Rita, I think you had your attention on yourself and how you were doing when you were teaching the class.
Is that possible?
That's possible, yes.
See,
That's possible.
And that's very interesting because this show is about being of service. And to be of service, you have to take your attention off you and how you're doing and put your attention on the people that you're interacting with, that you're teaching.
And if you have such a distinctly different experience than the people you're teaching, chances are that while you're teaching, you weren't listening with your eyes. And what I mean is when you're delivering something, you're often creating word pictures. And you can see if they're confused, if they're disagreeing, if they don't understand, if you're looking to listen to your listeners.
But if you're looking to get through the class just to deliver the material, then you can lose people very easily. If you use a word that they don't understand, they will go off to think about it, and then you've lost them.
You know, it happened on Monday. Monday night was such a great evening.
Yes, it was.
They're all great, but this one was particularly vibrant. And there was a fellow who stood up who was upset. He didn't recognize he was upset, and he was telling a story about a family reunion.
Right.
And he kept using words that a third of the group didn't understand, half of the group didn't understand, 10%, multiple words. And before long, he'd lost just about everybody. So really, when you're being of service, part of it is, or a large, if not all of it, is not your experience of how you're being with people, but their experience of themselves, their abilities, if they feel smart around you, if they can understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I understand.
And when you get offended when they tell you, of course, nobody
likes to hear bad news, you know. And if somebody says, well, you didn't do a good job, then your automatic thing is to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And then you certainly don't listen anymore because you can't listen and defend yourself at the same time.
Yes.
You know, there are three principles to instantaneous transformation. Anything you resist takes over your experience of your life.
It takes a lot longer.
So if you resisted what they had to say, you're stuck with it. And then the second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So their experience can only be as it is. Your resisting it can only be as it is. You can only be exactly as you are right now. And then the third principle is,
if you see something and you don't resist it, but allow it to be exactly as it is, it'll complete itself in an instant.
So don't resist. Another way to say that is to bring awareness to it, which is a non-judgmental seeing. So if you don't judge their experience, you don't judge your performance, but simply see it, hear it, and let it be.
So let's just go back to the second principle so we can save you from yourself, okay?
Ready?
Thanks. Yeah.
Okay. So can you be different than you are right now?
No.
Good. So could you have been different than you were when you were teaching this class?
No.
So, good. So forgive yourself for what you did or didn't do and get back into the current moment of your life.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't have done it any differently than you did.
Yes.
And here's the problem. If you worry about it the next time you teach a class, you'll bring that same thing with you back into class.
Okay, yeah.
But you're much better off starting fresh, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Like that never happened.
Oh, that's difficult.
No, it's not.
No,
it's only difficult if you say it's difficult. If you argue for something, it becomes true.
It's interesting, Rita. One of the things that we have done recently is put together a package of gifts for people who are on our email list. You okay?
Yeah.
I think he just inhaled some spit. and we're giving them some videos, some articles, and a question and answer. And one of the question and answers that we gave them, that we somebody had written to us a question on the Premium Excellence Club, and we replied, was actually a question from you. This is going out next week, by the way, so if you want to join our email list, now is a good time, transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. And it was talking about how worrying about things can save you from other things, or judging yourself can save you from other things.
Yes, yes.
It just makes me suspicious, because people tend to have the same cyclical way of relating to things, and the same...
And life keeps showing up in similar manners.
And the same survival strategy.
So it's really interesting that your question, which came in maybe years ago, I don't know.
It was.
is what we are putting out, and you currently have a very similar problem.
So I'm just curious if this problem and cogitating over it, meaning thinking about it, working on it, is saving you from something else that might be unknown or frightening to you or confronting somehow.
That may be, but I can't get what it is in this moment. It could be, yes.
Well, I have a feeling it might be because you laughed when I said it. So it touched something, even if you're not pulling a picture of what it may be.
Yeah. I don't know what it could be, but...
Well, one other thing we didn't say at the beginning of the show, and I'll circle back around to it, is that our approach is not problem-solution-oriented.
Yeah.
Because, truthfully, as you get centered in yourself, Rita, you'll have your own solution. It may be to say, thanks for the feedback. I've taken it in, and I appreciate your feedback. It may be, this is stuff you need to know, and I know it's uncomfortable to listen to, but, you know, it was a really important class to have. You will know when you're centered.
I have a question for you, though, Rita. My question is, the material you were teaching, did you like it? Did you want to be teaching it? Like it was your idea in the first place?
No.
Well, that probably is the answer to the conundrum or problem that you had.
Because when you go about doing anything like it's not your idea,
then it always backlashes on you.
Yeah, got it.
Excellent. Yeah.
Good.
And we have two callers waiting.
Yes, so thank you for calling in.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Excellent.
Bye.
Before we take our next caller, just want to have a shout-out to Irene Olson in Redmond, Washington. She wrote a really lovely blog this morning, or yesterday. Anyway, we got it this morning. We've posted it on our Facebook page, Transformation Made Easy. So just a shout-out to you. She read Practical Enlightenment multiple times. It's had an impact. And now she's sharing what she discovered with the world at large. And that really, really is being of service. And so if you want to read what she wrote, she's a really great writer. It's currently up on our Facebook page. Cheryl, let's take Cheryl,
yes,
shall we?
Yes, Cheryl.
What country are you in today, Cheryl?
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shaya.
Hi. So Ariel just asked you, what country are you in today?
Oh, right. I didn't hear that. Yeah, I'm in Hong Kong today.
Okay, because last time we spoke, you were in Japan.
Yes, I got back to Hong Kong on Sunday night.
So you live and work in Hong Kong?
I do, yes, yes.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be here. I like the topic because, and it relates to actually being in Tokyo recently. I was there for work for 2.5 weeks, and I was a bit busier than I normally am. And one of the comments my boss made, and she's made, I remember her mentioning it before, that sometimes I don't keep, so I might get a request from someone, but I don't reply or respond or let them know that I'm working on what they've asked me to. And so she feels like I might be leaving them hanging. And sometimes it even refers to, you know, me leaving her hanging. So this topic of being in service, I feel like at work, sometimes I get so caught up in trying to get through all of the things I have to get through that I forget to...
Well, I don't know that that's the case, Cheryl.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that that's the case. I know that's what you tell yourself. You see, you don't like being told what to do.
Yeah,
like rules, and one of the rules is that you need to communicate back so people know where you are. But that's
right.
And you don't like to do that.
You can tell yourself a theory why you do something, but if telling yourself that doesn't resolve it, you haven't hit on the truth.
And you know that. Here's the thing. When you complete something and let somebody know it's complete, then they are no longer held hostage.
Right. Okay.
See, you hold those people hostage waiting to find out if you've completed the task. So then they are not able to go further until you say that section is complete. So you're really being of service to people when you allow them to not be in limbo, have certainty about when a project is or what the stage of completion of a project is. That allows them to be able to be free. But this is one of those strange things where if you don't complete things, you're getting attention, and it may not be the attention you want.
I'll give you a silly example of it. This morning, our seminar coordinator and personal assistant, Christina, was on her way here. She lives a distance, and we asked her to stop and pick us up a few things on the way so that we didn't have to go out and come back, which she did. And I remembered something last minute that I hadn't asked her for, and I texted her a request for it, and she wrote back, okay, and then she texted us, I got it. And it so freed me up to, I didn't have to think, do I have to call her? Did it happen? Did I catch her in time? I didn't have to slow down in my details about what I was up to, because she took care of me.
So she was being of service to us by replying, responding, so that we were clear about the status of the request. See, and if you keep people in limbo about the status of their requests or where the project is, then you're not being of service to them. You're just pulling on their energy, and it's what your boss is talking about.
Yeah, I can see
that. It's not just that you get caught up in things. I do know Shai is accurate about not wanting to be told what to do. But I find if I'm moving through everything just a little bit too quickly, that is the time when I might drop out responding to somebody.
If you're trying to get something over with, rather than, you know, there's a theme here, you know?
Yeah.
If you're doing your work as though it's your idea in the first place, then you are very effective and productive and satisfied. But if you're doing your work as though it's a job to get over with, it's like Rita's teaching her class and she wasn't terribly engaged with the material.
Or integrated that this is what she wanted to teach this morning.
Right, but it was something on the agenda that had to be taught. Then the result was people did not feel the class was well taught. Well, it may be the same with you and what you're up to. If you're thinking that your job isn't your idea and you didn't take it and enthusiastically want what you've got now, as if you're the victim of having to do the job?
Yeah.
Ah, I think I got you. That laugh was a laugh of recognition.
Yes, I can see that. I feel like my boss wants me to step up and do more, or just maybe part of like her succession planning, and yeah, I feel like I don't want to have that responsibility.
Yes, and even when you say my boss,
that's what I heard.
That like like it's not, you know, she's not your boss. She's your supervisor, your mentor, your the person you need to speak to get things cleared. But you don't. When you say boss, you make her seem bossy.
You know what's interesting? Let's talk about the difference just briefly. One of the aspects of the difference between change and transformation. In change, you have a hierarchy with you have the boss and the
subservient
people. In transformation, you have partnership. And it's clear you're not partnering her. It's you're not looking to see what makes her life easier. You're looking at whether or not you want the responsibility in that she's asking you to step up. You're looking at it at hierarchy, more responsibility.
She's asking you to be proactive, and you're more like a kid.
Right, yep. Uh-huh, I can see that.
Good.
And
if you can see it and don't make yourself wrong, everything's going to work out just dandy.
You know what's interesting? Your life will be so much more fun when you operate as a partner rather than a kid. We have the idea that childhood was fun, but it was filled with rules and dictates and upsets. And when you go about doing things as though they're your idea or owning them, even if they're not, like Irene wrote in her blog, they got a flat tire. It wasn't on her list of to-dos for the day, but when they went about it, her husband Jerry went about changing it with alacrity and wholeheartedness rather than complaint, it's not an issue. It's not a bad thing. Somehow you are resisting what life requests you.
Right. When you resist what your life is requesting you, you're basically screwing yourself over.
You're stealing your
aliveness, you're stealing your enthusiasm, you're stealing your inquisitive nature,
your brilliance.
Right. It all goes out the window in resistance to what's being said. And that's your choice, you know? And that's what makes transformation so cool, because it's up to you.
Yeah, out the window goes happiness, fun, joy, relationship, all those things.
But you get to be right that they're wrong for giving you that job. Hey, we should take another caller. We've got a couple hanging on here.
Hey, thanks for calling today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
You're so welcome. Who do we have next?
We have Shay.
Hey, Shay, you with us?
Can you hear me?
Shay?
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
There you are.
Hey, what can we do for you, Shay? Well, the question that I had in relation to being of service, one of the things I do in my life is I'm an artist, and I've worked for other people doing jobs like illustration or making a sculpture, for instance, and when I work with another person, it's very clear what I need to do to complete the job to satisfaction for them. But if I'm making art on my own that I eventually want to show, I'm wondering how I can go about it in a way that the end product is of service to people, something that people can enjoy, because I'm making it by myself.
That's kind of a strange question in a way. I would look back to something that Shia mentioned to Cheryl, and that is the part of you that doesn't want to be told what to do. Because
and if I were you, I would look at that over the break, because we are about to go to a break.
Yeah, and we can talk more about it. I have some ideas about that in relation to you,
awesome.
And I'm sure it'll relate to other people. So can you come back with us?
Absolutely.
All right.
Excellent. That's
we'll be back
great.
Shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. A few announcements of things that we have upcoming. Of course, in the United States, next Monday is Memorial Day, so the next Monday Night Alive, Say Yes to Your Life, will be on the 5th, and our international conference call is on Tuesday, the 14th. That's coming up pretty soon. So if you want to partake of either of those, You can find out more on transformationmadeeasy.com.
And in New York City also, we are doing the Art of Relating seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be able to enjoy your life, it's helpful to relate well with yourself and others. And that's on June 10th, 11th, and 12th in New York.
You know, it's not too late to make plans to join us.
No.
It's wonderful. The people who are coming are wonderful, and they're coming from all over the world. So please, if you would like, go ahead and register. Last couple things that we have upcoming. We have the Art of Being Happy in Cambridge, July 1st through 3rd.
That's Cambridge, England.
Yes. And then I know it's early to talk about October for the Hamburg courses, but our early registration discount expires next week on the 2nd. So if you would like to join us in Hamburg for the Freedom to Breathe and A Life Full of Joy, Every Moment Counts, and you would like to pay less for that, register today. You can find out more about all of that at transformationmadeeasy.com. And before we go back to Shay, just a shout out to our listeners in New Zealand, Denmark, France, Brazil, Iran, the USA, of course, and Germany. So that's this week's shout out to our listeners around the world. Shay, you with us?
I'm here.
So your question, just if I can recap, said when you're by yourself...
When you're working for another artist, it's easy for you to see their vision and facilitate that and support them in that. But
correct.
When you're on your own, you don't know what to do to have people appreciate your art.
Is that
That's accurate.
Well,
I remember once being with you, walking down the pathway at one of our immersion courses in Costa Rica, and you were talking to me about your music, because at that time you were doing some music, and I said, who is your audience, and will they enjoy listening to that? And you went, huh, because you were doing stuff that did not have a very broad appeal. Your audience was a very small sliver, which is totally fine, provided you're not expecting commercial success. So if that's your model for what you want, that's fine. In the don't tell me what to do realm, Shay, it's really not about being of service or not being of service. You know that you can add something to an illustration that will bother people. And the question is whether or not you have the I can do exactly what I want chip, or whether or not you want to create things that people enjoy looking at. Some people may enjoy looking at certain illustrations that have...
Well, I saw a sculpture you did of a cat, a lamp, and people loved it. So you are capable of producing artwork that people love, but the question is, what do you want?
Does that make you feel like you're less of an artist if you do something that is commercially successful?
Good question. That's really helpful.
Yeah, maybe that question, you can answer your own question out of looking at that question.
What?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, I saw that lamp. It was a really beautiful lamp. It was in the shape of a cat, and it glowed from the inside, so that when they lit it at night, it was like having a glowing cat sit in their window. And you know, you could potentially make shapes that you know might appeal to people, whether it's cats or airplanes or things that people have an interest in, or you could say that you don't know what you're doing and don't know what to do.
I like it.
The other thing
That's
is,
really
Shay, you're a talented man, and the question is, do you want to be successful? Because you're going to be successful one way or another.
Everybody's successful at whatever it is they're busy proving.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Cool.
Sometimes I see you when you come to things, because we see you in person, and you are just so fully you. And other times I feel like if you come up to speak, there's a kid standing next to me, a teenager. So I get interested in how you're being, what you're being from moment to moment.
Okay.
Because it's never a one-time thing. Our lives are a ongoing thing.
Hey, Shay, thank you so much for calling in today. We really do appreciate it. And we have another caller, and so...
We'll take him. So thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right, let's take Brandon, shall we?
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Where are you today, Brandon?
I am at Tag Online, the web company I work for in Clifton, New Jersey.
Excellent.
Oh, that was a great shout-out for Tag Online. That was great. They're wonderful. They're our web company. So thanks for being on the call. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for having me. Also, I really like this topic. I feel it's very relevant to where I am right now. For those who don't know, I guess I just want to say I just started working for a web company. And, you know, I've been just getting into the groove of things. So my question is, with serving, it's so good when you can just serve and when you can, like, just think about others, because it does take the focus off of oneself. And it helps you to, you know, just be natural and be effective. But sometimes I find myself still worrying, even though, you know, maybe I've said to myself, I'm taking the attention off myself and worrying about and, you know, trying to.
Yeah, but what are you worrying about, Brandon?
Oh, a lot of things. Like,
well,
for
give
one,
us a couple examples.
Yes.
Okay. For one, you guys had mentioned earlier in the radio program that when you're serving, you shouldn't be rushing through whatever you're doing.
Now,
and a lot of,
I'm going to slow down for a minute because we never said shouldn't.
Mm.
Shouldn't is a dictate. You should, you shouldn't.
But, yeah, well, if you're rushing to get something over with, rather than doing it to complete it, there's a real big difference between the two.
Oh, okay.
See, the difference is when you are fully engaged in doing what you're doing, it isn't to get it over with. It's to see, especially you'd be writing code, I would imagine. It's to see how you can get it to produce what you want as an end product.
Right.
Right. So rushing to get it done, you may take shortcuts that don't support the final product, but if you are really present while you're doing it, the chances are it's going to get done faster than if you're trying to get it over with.
Mm.
Because the proper code becomes obvious.
So,
when
we talk about a transformational lifestyle or a lifestyle that includes awareness, for instance, Brandon, it's about noticing if you are rushing without judging what you see. Because simply noticing it allows you to relax into yourself and see what's needed and wanted. If you tell yourself you shouldn't do something, like you shouldn't rush, then you're not going to want to see it when you are rushing, because you want to be a good person and you don't want to do the things you shouldn't. So you just tend to push those aside rather than see them. So it's really about being here, hence the name of the show, to see how you're being.
And when you're being of service, you don't have your attention on you and how you're doing. You have your attention on completing the project, making sure that other person has what they need.
And I'll give you an example of that. Let's say you have a project to complete a website, and you've said, I will have it done by Monday afternoon. And it's midway Monday afternoon, and it doesn't look like it's going to be done by the time you said, it would be really useful, instead of hiding that or rushing to try and complete that,
or defending yourself that you haven't gotten it done,
or why and all the reasons, to just touch base with your managers or your coworkers and say, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. This is taking me a little longer than I expected. This is my revised idea of how I will get it done and when I'll get it done.
Yes.
Because otherwise, they count on you for what you have said, and then it sets them up to either be irritated with you,
frustrated,
or it backs up things that they are expecting to have to handle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else do you worry about? Give us one more example.
I find myself still worrying about myself. Like, when Christina told me about this topic, I went and I read in your book, Practical Enlightenment,
right,
that chapter about being of service, and I really liked how one of the stories, one of the scenarios was that I believe Lenore, she went to a store and she received help and she got so great service that she, just really appreciated, and she let that be known. And it was all about giving appreciation. So yesterday I tried this out and I was at school. I was trying to register for classes and I really liked the way I was being helped. Like, I really liked it. So I tried to express myself, and the other person didn't seem to react. And it kind of made me like, well, I'm really trying to, do this. Why am I not feeling good? So a lot of times when I try to serve, I still think of myself, yeah.
Hey, Brandon, if you're going for credit, you're not being of service.
And if you're saying, wow, you took great care of me, they may or may not hear it. But if you're doing it so that you feel good, then your attention is still sneakily on you rather on actually being of service. So it's really cool that you brought that up.
Yeah.
We're getting close to the end of the show today. I really appreciate you calling in, and we both do.
Yes, we do.
And, thanks for doing the great job on this show. So you did good.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Hey,
share the show, people.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a great way to be of service. If this show has touched you or any of the other ones, share it with your friends. Twitter, or tweet about it, Facebook it. You can share our books. By the way,
my newest book, Practical Enlightenment, is in Spanish now, and it's in German. You can probably get it up on Amazon.
Next week's show is called
So Good.
We're really looking forward to being back. Hope you will, too.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network.
For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.